My name is Adil Korkor, and I am the CEO, the founder and the CEO of the A.B. Korkor Foundation for Mental Health.
What inspired you to create the foundation?
Well, this was back in 2017 when I decided to step down from my clinical practice. And I've always been philanthropic all my life, and my causes in the past has always been focused around nature and wildlife. And when I decided to step down from my clinical practice and establish a foundation, I was really searching for a cause, and I became really aware of the fact that how, number one, myself have suffered from mental health issues. I have anxiety and panic disorder, and then I also have so many patients that have suffered from mental health issues and have faced the challenges of finding the care that they need, affording it, having access to it. And then, people that I know who have mental health issues, or their children have mental health issues, and there were a few suicide that I became aware of. So I decided, well, I think mental health is really a big issue, and it should be something that should be the primary focus of my foundation. And that's why I decided to establish the foundation and then make mental health as a primary the primary aspect of its funding. I endowed the foundation and decided that the main purpose would be to raise awareness around mental health, remove the stigma associated with it.
Yeah.
And then also bring awareness to the fact that physical activity is really important for mental health. You know, why that is, because that really stems from my own personal experience. And if you haven't had the chance to listen to my TEDx talk, you will see that I personally suffered from, like I said, mental health issues and anxiety. And I found running to really help me. Discovered that when I was in my early 20s and went through a lag period of not exercising regularly and suffered from a severe panic attack. And ultimately, as I returned to my regular exercise routine, especially through running, things got under better control. Drugs really didn't work for me, either that or they had a lot of side effect that I couldn't really function with, being someone who was practicing medicine, running a business. So it was really, what I always say, and I say this many times, is that really running has saved my life. It allowed me to live a very productive life and run a very successful business and enterprise and really be at my top game most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah, how important is that combination of physical and mental health?
You know, the one thing that we don't seem to really understand is that how the muscle and the brains are really interconnected. And when people talk back, you know, years ago, when I started running, competitively, there was this high that people experience after a run. And in a lot of time, it was a question of why that is. And they referenced endorphin and a few other hormones that are playing a role. But now it's becoming really obvious and evident from numerous clinical and basic scientific studies that the muscle is really an endocrine organ. When the muscle contracts, when you run and your muscle contracts, you bring in more blood supply to the muscle. And the muscle cells undergo extensive metabolic changes, and it releases a number of compounds or hormones. And the most important one is a hormone that is... it's called intrinsic growth factor, which is really released from the muscle, goes into the circulation, and reaches the brain, and activate brain cell growth and connectivity. So they really, it's almost like infusing Miracle-Grow into your brain. So you have those brain cells that are now flourishing and connecting with each other and feeling happy and satisfied. The other hormonal changes that exercise really involved is reducing the hormones that are really a negative hormones, the ones that stresses us out, the cortisol and epinephrines and things like that. So I think that connection is deep. That connection is been a part of our existence as a human species since evolution. And then you can see how as we end up settling into our seat, watching our TVs on our couches, driving our cars, they're all over the place, we have really became a different, almost a different species. I mean, we, you know, our brain evolved to really deal with those challenges in our emotions. And as a result, I think we have more depression, more anxiety, more mental health issues across the board. I truly believe that much of that is really changed through the transformation of our lifestyle when we left nature, left activity in our daily lives, and become more centric and inside four walls in our apartments or buildings or homes, and really doing very little exercise.
How does running make you feel?
Well, I'm right now in the midst of the 550-50. Yep. And we started on April 20th. I just got back from Alaska. I did a run over there. To say that it makes me feel, running is really part of my daily life now. It's really, it's not, you know, kind of like you're asking me, what do you feel, how do you feel about, you know, after you have a nice meal or a beautiful conversation or watching a good movie. I mean, it's part of my life. It is not anything that is foreign that I introduce into my life. I get home, I get in my running shoes, I go outside. You know, occasionally if the bad weather, and I live in Wisconsin, it's sometimes challenging, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I might jump on a treadmill, you know, put on a nice show or something on TV or music, listen to music. Running really sustains me rather than it creates anything new into my own emotions. I mean, I'm always there, and running really keeps me there. If that makes sense to you. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of time people ask me that question is, how do you feel about it? And honestly, I it's a part of my life. And, you know, I get asked those questions all the time. Does your legs hurt? Does your knee hurt? Does your back hurt? And you know what? Like, I'm like everybody else. Occasionally, I do have aches and pains. But I don't really make that stop me from, you know, stop me from doing the routine life that I live.
Yeah, can you tell me a little bit about the running event you're doing?
Yes, the 550-50 is the event that we made it a flagship event back in 2018, which was really came in at a time when I was on a treadmill. It was in the winter of 2018, and I was running on a programmable 5K on my treadmill. And the map of the U.S. was behind me, and it was reflected in the glass door in front of me. And I said to myself, well, I can run 5K in all 50 states. And I said, oh, I can do it in 50 days. So that was the birth of the 550-50. And when I started sharing it with family and friends, everybody said, that's crazy. You need to see a psychiatrist. You can't accomplish that. But I was fortunate enough to find a gentleman who, Chris Ponteri, who joined the foundation as a first executive director And he himself had organized numerous runs and had his own marathon in Wisconsin, Wisconsin Marathon. He stepped in and really helped build the infrastructure for the system. So we organized and run 5K in all 50 states in 50 days in 2018, 2019. I ran them all. In 2020, we had COVID, so we were hindered by that. But I did do all 50 of them virtually, including some of them that were in person. In 2020, we did only Milwaukee run, and then 2021, 22, 23, 24, we became more of a hybrid running theme. We would do some virtual and some in person. So that's what the 5-50-50 is all about. It's all about letting people know that activity is really important. Why in 50 states? Because mental health is everywhere.
Yeah.
Why in 50 days? Is really, time is of the essence. I mean, we got to make it happen, and I think we need to bring awareness to this.
What's your favorite state to run in?
You know what? I love Alaska. I really do. The run that we do there at Goose Lake Park is just beautiful, and I love it. I certainly, of course, always enjoyed Hawaii. That's a great one. On mainland U.S., I would say probably of all the runs that we've done, I think the Carolinas, you know, the trails that we've picked over there were quite beautiful and they were fun.
What has the feedback been about the foundation?
The foundation really does a lot more than just the runs and the physical activity. We support a lot of other organizations and a lot of other schools, and we support a lot of initiatives at numerous different platforms that we think is essential for mental health. For example, we felt from the beginning that one of the biggest concerns we have in mental health is the lack of access to mental health, limited access in many neighborhoods in the country. And, you know, clearly a lot of that is because of shortage of psychiatrists. And so back in 2015, 2016, a lot of the schools started introducing something called mental health certificate program, where they basically bring nurse practitioners or physician assistants into a special training program that would be about a year and a half, of which they could become a qualified mental health providers. So the first thing that we did as a foundation is really providing a five-year grant for University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, University of Wisconsin in Madison, with a $25,000 a year grant for each one of them to support a scholarship for this program. As a result, in those 5 year from both schools, we generated over 50 providers. Some of them actually left and to other states, and some of them stayed in Wisconsin. So we think that that's really very important. We also supported, for example, in one of our local university, a mental health what we call that is emergent care, or how to deal with when you're experiencing a suicidal event, so it was more about educating people about how to deal with their mental health crises and providing them with the tools to address them, and also educate others, especially college students who could suffer a great deal of challenges, especially in their first year or two of their college education. And then we also supported early intervention with mental health issues, early detection and treatment in one of the local healthcare system here that really focuses on kids, infants with mental health issues. So we put our resources in many different hats, supporting the art and mental health, supporting, and now we are really embarking on a very important mission of bringing physical activity into kids life early on. And that program is called Fit Kids. And it's an organization that was established in California. It's a foundation and is expanding across the nation. And we're actually helping them underwrite 15 different locations in the United States. And our goal is to really help them expand in all 50 states. So he asked me about how the action and feedback has been tremendous. I mean, I can see it, for example, in the correspondence I have with some of these individuals, educators, or families. But I also see it during the run with people coming in and approaching me and telling me how much this really meant to them. You know, we ask them to, when they run, have a tag or a piece of label that they carry, and they tag it onto their shirt that says "I run for." And like when I was doing the run in Alaska, I mean, I was just always intrigued to see "I run for my sister," "I run for Jack," "I run for every homeless people," "I run for myself." So really, I think that is a reaction that is, you know, not verbal, but clearly depict what this really meant to them and how important it is for them to participate.
Other than running, what do you do to help your own mental health?
I don't smoke. I don't drink. I try to get plenty of sleep. I have healthy relationships. I have a lot of friends. Let me migrate a little bit away from the running side of it. Tell people, you don't really have to run. Running is really not for everyone. Some people hate it. Some people can't do it. Some people, you know, but any physical activity really matter. Motion impacts emotion. Any motion. You know, walking, swimming, cycling, hiking, all of this is activities that are actually capable of leading to muscle contraction and brain enriching hormones. So it doesn't have to be, I've run many marathons, many 5Ks, but that's not what you really, not everyone is made for. And not everyone really needs to do to accomplish what I'm talking about here. But make physical activity a part of your daily ingredients, just like food, sleep, talking on the phone, checking your emails, checking your Facebook. Make physical activity an essential part of your routine. If you look at my phone, I have my schedule, and exercise is always listed as one of the things that I do. So it's always a reminder that you got to do it. I don't really look at it anymore because it's not, but I leave it there. I just leave it. But I don't. I just go on in my days planning what I'm going to do today. If I'm going to go to the gym or, you know, be out on the street or do whatever, you know. Did that answer your question?
Oh, yeah. That was a great answer. Where do you want to see your mission, say, in the next 3 to 5 years?
Very good question. I think our focus really as a foundation is really about kids right now. And we like to see that program expand and enrich. But one thing that we're doing this year, this foundation is sponsoring the first international conference on the role of physical activity in mental health. It's called the Motion Impact Emotion Conference. This will be on September 7th and possibly 8th here in Wisconsin. And really the objective is to bring a lot of researchers and scientists and clinicians to meet in one place and talk about how important that is and bring the scientific and the clinical side of it together. I think it's clearly important that we start bringing physical activity into the prescription mode of clinicians. So clinicians now don't really, you know, they focus on, prescriptions, drugs and whatever, certain certain cognitive behavioral therapy, whatever. We just need to bring the exercise, the physical activity side of things, into the prescribing mode, of which physicians start thinking of this as a component, as an adjunctive to that individual treatment that they're seeing. Nature therapy, exercise, activity is all very important. It's almost as important as medication, and in some situation they actually surpass medication in regard to the benefits in reference to depression and anxiety, for example. So we want to see this foundation growing on the education side and breaking those barriers between the clinical science and the basic science in reference to the benefits of exercise, and putting it in the forefront of the clinical aspect of mental health, and also to bring the physical activity role in children. You know, so I think what we have the two things that we're really two parts of two arms that we're working on is that working on the kids' side and then working on the educational side with our conference.
How can people reach out and learn more?
abkf.org.